Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. A man was shot and killed in downtown Portland last night at a time when a pro-Trump caravan moved through the city. Oregon Public Broadcasting's Conrad Wilson reports.
Photos show the man killed was wearing a Patriot Prayer hat and wore a patch in support of police on his shorts. Patriot Prayer is a far-right political group that has engaged in violence during past protests in Portland. No one was immediately arrested following the shooting. Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler said in a text message that he was aware of the situation and was asking people to remain calm and not add to the tragedy. Earlier Saturday, thousands of people had gathered for a Trump Cruz rally at a suburban mall outside Portland. The shooting happened after tensions gradually escalated throughout the day and into the evening as the caravan slowly moved through the city. For NPR News, I'm Conrad Wilson in Portland.
A White House spokesman says President Trump will visit Kenosha, Wisconsin Tuesday, which has seen daily protests since police shot a black man in the back last Sunday, leaving him paralyzed. The president has viewed damage from demonstrations and meet with law enforcement officials. The president visited Texas and Louisiana yesterday to survey damage from Hurricane Laura. It came ashore early Thursday with 150-mile-per-hour winds. At least 16 people died. Aubrey Juhas from member station WWNO reports the storm's winds destroyed homes and businesses across Lake Charles, Louisiana.
In downtown Lake Charles, roads are blocked and power lines are down, leaving residents without electricity. Many are also without water. Officials say it could stay that way for weeks. 72-year-old Robert Gale says the damage downtown is the worst he's ever seen.
You basically have to rebuild the whole system to get it back to the neighborhoods. And our street is totally impassable with trees down.
And he's lived in Lake Charles his entire life. His truck is stuck in his driveway, so he's been navigating the city by bike. Gale says he went 15 days without power after Hurricane Rita. He's expecting at least as long a wait this time around. For NPR News, I'm Aubrey Juhas in Lake Charles.
Many public school districts in Oklahoma don't require face masks despite warnings from health officials. Jessica Gallagher has details.
An informal survey shows that more than 35% of public school districts here do not require staff and students to wear masks. The Board of Education narrowly voted to defer a decision requiring them for schools in counties with a high number of COVID cases. That decision now lies with Oklahoma's more than 500 individual school districts. This week, state officials released a White House Coronavirus Task Force report showing that Oklahoma has the 12th highest number of new cases per capita and the 8th highest COVID positivity rate in the country. The report urged closing bars and a statewide mask mandate. Governor Kevin Stitt has refused to do so. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher.
This is NPR News. Democratic leaders in Congress are criticizing the Trump administration's decision to suspend in-person intelligence briefings and election security. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff issued a statement that the American people have both the right and the need to know that another nation, Russia, is trying to help decide who their president should be. Tensions continue to rise between Turkey and the European Union as Ankara launches 2 weeks of military exercises off the northern coast of Cyprus. A member of the bloc, the EU is meant to be threatening sanctions if Ankara does not enter negotiations over drilling for oil and gas in contested waters. Terry Schultz reports.
Turkish Vice President Fuat Oktay says it's hypocritical for the EU to both call for dialogue and announce it's preparing sanctions against Ankara, as the bloc did Friday after a meeting of foreign ministers. Turkey and Greece have been staging military drills in the eastern Mediterranean, where both governments claim the right to drill for oil and gas. EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell says the EU wants a healthier relationship with Turkey, but considers the Turkish maritime presence illegal.
Turkey has to abstain from unilateral actions.
Borrell says first Turkish individuals involved in the disputed drilling will be sanctioned, but further measures could include blocking Turkey from EU ports. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
A two-story restaurant collapsed in a village in northern China yesterday during a birthday party. Officials say 29 people were killed, another 28 people were injured. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.